local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say hello, happy Thursday. It's Pensacola right now, live on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We certainly appreciate you tuning in each and every afternoon and evening, hopefully providing some infotainment on the way home, wherever you may be headed, and letting you know everything that's happening in your world. The text line is always open. And as always, we appreciate your interaction, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-2626-111. A pretty busy day once again. Felt like a busy week, and thankfully, one more day till Friday and the weekend. Got a cold front coming in. Before that, though, we do have a slight chance of severe weather. Earlier this week, it was a moderate risk. So this one a little bit on the lesser side of that, but of course there's still a slight chance of some severe weather, not unlike what we had earlier this week. So stay weather aware as we head into the overnight hours tonight, although the timeline looks like it would be later on tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. So we will have more on that over the course of the next 3 hours here with traffic and weather together on the fives. We will start with our top three stories, as we always do, and we start with the Biden administration today saying allegations of Israel committing genocide in Gaza are unfounded.
Those who are violently attacking Israel, who continue to openly call for Israel's annihilation and the mass murder of Jews.
That is State Department spokesman Vedant Patel, who says such allegations should be made with the greatest of care. This comes as South Africa is presenting its case to the International Court of Justice, accusing Israel of genocide. Israel will address the court tomorrow. Former President Trump is calling his New York civil fraud trial a witch hunt and says he should be paid damages.
She's a political hack, the attorney general. The judge is obviously extremely friendly with the group, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people.
Well, the judge who originally indicated Trump would not be permitted to make a statement during today's closing arguments allowed him to speak for 5 minutes. Trump, his adult sons, and business associates are accused of inflating the value of real estate in order to get more favorable loans. And a report in the Channel 3 news at 4 o'clock, if you didn't catch it, we have over the last couple of days been talking about the disappearance missing person case involving 32-year-old Kayla Atwood, mother of four. This is from Channel 3's reporting here. The ex-boyfriend, 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain, was arrested Tuesday evening on a charge with tampering with evidence. Atwood was last seen January 3rd on surveillance camera getting into a yellow moving truck after dropping her children off at daycare. According to the report that Channel 3 obtained, Atwood actually did return home that day, and the driver of the truck that dropped Atwood off at her home, she was last seen getting into a truck that matched the description of one owned by Mikhail Fountain. The report goes on to say that Fountain is accused of deleting surveillance video that would have captured cars or people coming to and from her apartment. There is also in the report that text communications between Fountain and Atwood were deleted. Fountain's phone was seized after, quote, odd behavior surrounding the investigation. So an arrest made in this case. There has been no confirmation of if and how Kayla Atwood has been found, so she is still missing. But definitely an important update there, top local story here on a Thursday. So we will certainly keep you posted on that as we learn more information. 4:15 right now. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows. This Saturday only, New South sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Receive 40% off windows and doors. Bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. That's New South Window Solutions there. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, that is heavily backed up. You're going to be backed up to where you get off I-10 West. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards North Palafox Street, we've got some spurts of backups here and there. Nothing too severe, but it could develop into something more, so we'll keep an eye on it. If you are traveling on Olive Road, that's traveling westbound from the intersection with North Davis Highway, we've got some backups there. Speaking of North Davis, if you are traveling southbound towards that same intersection with Olive Road, we've got some minor issues developing in that area as well. Outside of Pensacola, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area, we have some minor backups there, but nothing too severe. And then in the Pace Milton areas, Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. You're going to have a lot of trouble doing that at this time.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Right now, we are sitting at 62 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, actually more sunshine now. It's kind of been switching back and forth. Overnight tonight, low of 59, slight 30% chance of some showers, but obviously the heavy threat is going to be early on in the day tomorrow. Taking a look at some other local headlines here, a death investigation now underway after a body was found in Santa Rosa County in a wooded area. This happened around noon near Popcorn Road, Milton. The body has not been identified. The District 1 Medical Examiner's Office is involved in the investigation. The Pensacola dentist, who was convicted of inappropriately touching some patients and employees, will now spend time in prison after he violated terms of his probation and then lied about it. According to the PNJ, Charles Stamatolis was sentenced to 2 years in state prison on a felony perjury charge following a brief hearing over his mental state. In the end, Judge Coleman Robinson detailed a pattern of, quote, lying to protect himself in addition to the battery convictions. Last January, Stamatolis traveled to Mobile to purchase a car with his wife, but told the judge there was a family emergency. And hearing from our Congressman Matt Gaetz, after today, a group of conservative House Republicans pushed Speaker Mike Johnson to renegotiate the terms of his spending deal with Senate Democrats. Members of the Freedom Caucus met with Johnson to express their opposition to the agreement that was announced earlier this week.
I felt the consensus coming out of that discussion is that we House conservatives are not going to tolerate a government funding bill while the border is open. You have to shut down the border or we will shut down the government.
So funding runs out for about 20% of the government on January 19th, while the rest of the government is funded until February 2nd. Just shy of 420, we'll take a break right here. Coming back, state and national headlines. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the final debate before the Iowa caucuses between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Also, very interesting stuff that was done at the Escambia County Commission meeting this week. Talked about it with Wes Moreno, including a massive redesign of North Palafox from Brent Lane all the way up to 9 Mile that's in the works over the next couple of years. And I managed to vanquish Jake 6-5 in my game of fake or real band names for Hangout. You can listen to all of that on the NewsRadio923.com podcast page.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit before 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, during our first update, there wasn't really a ton to report on that we weren't already familiar with just from doing traffic every day. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to have you backed up, especially if you're coming off of I-10 westbound, taking the exit there, trying to get onto Pine Forest. You're going to experience some issues there at this time. Not only that, but if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards North Palafox Street, we just have some minor spurts of congestion here and there, just a lot of traffic going on. Also, if you are traveling from the intersection with North Davis Highway on Olive Road, assuming you're traveling westbound, we've got more and more backups happening there, so there could be a traffic incident there. If so, it has not been reported yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, developing some backups as well. Same can be said about Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis. So a lot going on with North Davis today. Outside of Pensacola, just very minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, but nothing too much to be concerned over there. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got a lot of backups over there at this time.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, currently 62 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now, 59 for the overnight low tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a federal appeals court ruling could pave the way for a possible return to office for one of the two prosecutors that were kicked out by the governor. The ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals says the suspension of former Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren violated his First Amendment protections and will send the case back to a lower court judge.
The Florida Senate is moving forward with a series of bills designed to regulate public schools. One bill removes a 10th grade English exam requirement. Republican Senator Corey Simon, who is a sponsor of the bill, believes that the measure would allow teachers to focus on their curriculum. Other bills would give districts more flexibility in setting salaries for educators and allow school systems to publish their tentative budgets online.
Also, Jewish students aren't the only ones who will benefit from a new policy. Governor DeSantis announced this week the state will relax transfer requirements for out-of-state Jewish students who fear persecution on their current campus. State University System of Florida Chancellor Ray Rodriguez said the policy applies to all transfer students who fear religious persecution, not just Jews.
And Florida is no longer a judicial hellhole. Not my words. That's according to the annual American Tort Reform Foundation, which puts out a list of the nation's top states or jurisdictions that are known for frivolous lawsuits.
When you have regulations just to have them and they're not serving their intended purpose, or they've become moot and they're just providing, you know, bureaucracy and things that are getting in the way of new business creation.
State Attorney General, my goodness, Ashley Moody, she says that new laws passed over the last couple of years has helped make Florida more affordable, even though more work needs to be done. One example is the tort reform passed last year that has resulted in more property insurance companies moving into the state.
This report had to have been completed the day before the college football playoff lawsuit.
Perhaps.
That was filed. National headlines. The Pentagon's Inspector General will review procedures and policy following Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's controversial hospital stay. Austin has faced criticism for failing to promptly notify top officials of his absence during hospitalization for prostate cancer. The Pentagon is also conducting its own internal review of the incident.
And Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty today to 9 federal tax charges. He's accused of failing to pay taxes, failing to file, evading an assessment, and filing a fraudulent form. So pretty much everything in the book there. He could be sentenced to 17 years in prison if convicted as charged.
Yeah, talked about this in our local headlines with some comments from Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congress is facing another looming government shutdown deadline.
Democrats and Republicans agree we don't want a shutdown. We want to work together to pass the 12 appropriations bills.
That's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate saying it'll take more than a week to pass the appropriations bill, so an extension is necessary, and the funding runs out for about 20% of the government on the 19th, and the rest of the government is only funded until February 2nd. If you missed it earlier this hour, Congressman Matt Gaetz and a group of Freedom Caucus members met with House Speaker Johnson today, essentially drawing a line in the sand saying that, hey, we either shut down the border or we're shutting down the government. So we'll see what happens moving forward.
And the Ohio House is moving to override Governor DeWine's veto of House Bill 68. The measure would ban some gender-affirming health care for minors in the state and would bar trans girls from competing in female athletics in schools. Yesterday, members of the House supported a veto override in a 65-25 vote. The state Senate will now vote on it as well.
In Iowa, the Perry community saying goodbye to the victim in last week's deadly school shooting.
Funeral services for 11-year-old Amir Jolliffe will be held today, 1 week after the shooting at Perry High School. Jolliffe died from his injuries, and 7 others were injured in the shooting. The service is scheduled for 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Perry.
All right,
I'm Chris Turner.
I'm sorry about that, Chris. just joining us, recap of our top 3 stories. The Biden administration says allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded. Former President Trump speaking after closing arguments of his New York civil fraud trial, saying it's a witch hunt and he should be paid damages. And here locally, new developments in the case of Kayla Atwood, the Pensacola mother who's been missing since January 3rd. Her ex-boyfriend, 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain, has been arrested, charged with tampering with evidence. As of now, Atwood has still not been found.
Fox News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty to 9 tax fraud charges, 3 of them felonies. Fox's David Spunt is in Los Angeles.
Hunter Biden was indicted by special counsel David Weiss last month for failure to pay originally more than $1.4 million in taxes. He eventually paid them back with the help of a friend, but David Weiss says Hunter Biden had plenty of money to pay these taxes. He just chose to use them on, quote, an extravagant lifestyle.
Hunter Biden claims he's being unfairly targeted by MAGA Republicans. Closing arguments today in the civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump. Trump spoke outside the courtroom today.
It's all a conspiracy to try and get Biden, who can't put two sentences together, trying to get him into office.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James accuses Trump of inflating the value of his assets to gain favorable loans. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. When the closing bell rang, U.S. stocks were essentially flat from where they ended the prior session. The S&P 500 finished with a meager 3-point decline, while the Dow Industrials edged up 15 points, and the NASDAQ Composite was virtually unchanged. Citigroup has warned investors that charges tied to the decline of the Argentine peso, as well as the bank's reorganization, came in far higher than disclosed by the company's CFO just a few weeks back. The bank said its fourth quarter results, to be released tomorrow morning, were impacted by $880 million in currency conversion losses from the peso and $780 million in restructuring charges tied to CEO Jane Fraser's corporate simplification project. In a new bid to win cloud deals over larger rivals Amazon and Microsoft, Google said today in a blog post it's eliminating fees levied on customers who want to leave its cloud service for that of a rival. It's a policy shift that may pressure those competitors to do the same. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Well, all good things must come to an end, and after 24 seasons, the Patriots have parted ways with the greatest pro football coach ever in Bill Belichick. Nothing will ever top what Bill did in the NFL since 2000. As for what's next in New England, the head coaching job should go to Mike Vrabel, and if they can't land Vrabel, then it feels like Jerod Mayo will be the next head coach of the Pats. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little. It's weird, you know. Those.
I love that, man. That's a good elite decision out of you right there.
Well, I was about to say it's weird because as I was fading the song out, I heard one of the voices linger longer. That was strange. I think it was surely just an audio glitch though. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get in
reverb on or something.
Yeah, perhaps. I'll check the board in a minute. Just past 4:35, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Looking at traffic, it's a bit more of the same that we've already been seeing. Pine Forest Road giving us some trouble. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you're going to be backed up basically about where you get off of I-10 West, that exit there. We also have some, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get on the exit to get you back on to I-10 West. So look out for that area there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on a 9 Mile Road towards, what road is this here? Kim Strand Road. We've got some backups in that area. They've been, that's been lingering around for a while, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Beyond that, I mean, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, that's going to cause you some issues as well. We do have an accident report downtown on Cervantes Street, but it's not causing a ton of congestion at this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Outside of Pensacola, not much to report on other than downtown Milton. If you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, getting into downtown, we've got a lot of backups there, but we've got even more if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River. So look out for that if you're in that area.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 62 degrees right now, partly cloudy overnight, 59 for the low. Just joining us, our top three stories today. The Biden administration says allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded. Former President Trump meeting with reporters today after closing arguments in his civil fraud trial in New York, saying it's a witch hunt and says that he should be paid damages. And here locally, new developments in the case of Kayla Atwood, the mother of four who's been missing since January 3rd. 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain, her ex-boyfriend, is in custody, charged with tampering with evidence. This centering around text messages between him and Atwood that have reportedly been deleted. Also, deleting surveillance footage of a neighbor's door camera. as of now, Atwood has still not been found. So that's a big update here on that story we've been talking about here throughout the week already. 440, taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports today. Austin, another big story.
Yeah, so we've been touching on some coaching departures, and it sucked, you know. I mean, Nick Saban, well, first of all, let me go chronologically. Pete Carroll was the first one, and he was a legend both in college and pro with the USC Trojans and the Seattle Seahawks. He's leaving. And then we've got Nick Saban, greatest college coach of all time. He's leaving after like 17 years at Bama. And now we've got the confirmation of New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick parting ways with the organization.
Robert and I, after a series of discussions, have mutually agreed to part ways. For me, this is a day of gratitude and celebration.
Belichick won all six of the franchise's Super Bowls alongside quarterback Tom Brady. There had already been discussions of the two parties splitting after this year, as we just said. But yeah, the confirmation comes after a couple more big coaching departures. And we heard during the CBS Sports Minute more of the stuff about Mike Vrabel perhaps taking the job. I don't think he should do that. Did you ever give an opinion on that? Did you ever take a stance there?
For his perspective, I obviously see why he would be interested. I guess I see it from both sides. He's a top five coach in the NFL, I think. So it would make sense for the Patriots. I wonder because, there's really such a push to go towards offense.
Right.
We'll see. Maybe just a fresh start for both sides there. But, that was obviously the big story there.
I'll tell you this. If he does go to New England and returns them to, like, postseason status, like, pretty soon, man, he's top three coach in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big rebuild there for sure. Mm-hmm. There is reports that the Bills-Steelers game could actually be moved to Cleveland. Because of weather. Winter storm watch, and of course, we're on the south end of this because we're going to get some severe weather tomorrow. But Buffalo's going to be in a winter storm watch through the weekend. I think there's some meteorologists saying, hey, we could get around 7 inches of snow right around game time. It happened last year, if you remember. I think the Bills played a game in Detroit.
Because of the snow.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
And then the Miami Dolphins, of course, they're playing the Chiefs Saturday night. And the high on Saturday in Kansas City is 7 degrees.
Oh, my Lord.
Factor in the wind chill there, and it's going to be below zero for kickoff on Saturday night. So that's going to be fun for the Dolphins.
Yeah, they said Tua is winless, right? When it's a certain kickoff time below like 40 or 30 degrees. I can't remember what the temperature was, but whenever it's cold, Tua literally freezes up. So it's a matter of he's going to be cold Saturday night. That's going to give him a challenge there. And we were just talking about Nick Saban leaving, one of the coaches, and one of the top names that was being discussed to replace him was Oregon's Dan Lanning. But it does not appear that such a move will happen. Lanning took to X to share a video confirming that he is sticking with the Ducks. He just got there, and they're on the brink of success. They're about to be going into the Big Ten. I think he wants to see what he can do there.
I think it's funny that there were some media members saying, Dan Lanning is in Tuscaloosa today. Like yesterday, they were saying that. And Lanning was, I don't remember who he was talking to, but he said, I was watching a Jason Bourne movie on my couch with my son. So I don't know where that was coming from. But all right, 4:45 here, taking a look at what's happening with the roads and weather again before we get some health, business, and science notes today.
All right, so Pine Forest Road was giving us some trouble, and it still is giving us a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, but that does not appear to be looking as severe at this time. Same can be said about West 9 Mile itself. If you were traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, that congestion that was backed up there has seemingly lessened some. Still dealing with some issues on Olive Road if you're traveling westbound coming from the intersection with North Davis Highway. Hopefully that will die down shortly as well. Brent Lane, still a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis. And we still have that accident report on West Cervantes Street, I believe it is. East Cervantes, rather, excuse me. Not causing a ton of congestion at this time, but we will keep an eye on it. We do seem to have congestion in that area that could probably be linked to it. And we do have a crash on, what's this? Is this, this is North Davis Highway. Yeah, North Davis Highway just under I-10 eastbound. So we've got some issues there. We'll keep an eye on that. And outside of Pensacola, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard, trying to get onto Caroline Street, traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups developing there. And we still got backups if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 62, partly sunny, overnight tonight 59, 30% chance of showers. And of course, Alan spelling out what to expect tomorrow. 446, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes in the news today. Happy trails to Fruit Stripe Gum. It's been discontinued. The iconic gum featured fruit-inspired flavors, a zebra print wrapper, and a zebra mascot. It was first sold in the 1960s, came with a temporary tattoo of Yipes the zebra. Those looking to get their hands on the gum may still be able to find it out in the wild. Retailers around the country before it sells out one final time.
Yeah, I mean, I had had Fruit Stripe gum before, obviously. Yeah. I'm familiar with it. It was all right. There's better gums out there, so I'm not going to be crying myself to sleep tonight over that one. The FAA is opening an investigation into Boeing's quality control. That comes after a door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight last week. Sounds like good grounds for an investigation there. Mm-hmm. The investigation will focus on whether the company's failure to make sure its products adhered to approved designs.
A rapper turned country star urging Congress to pass anti-fentanyl legislation.
I've attended more funerals than I care to share with y'all. This committee, I could sit here and cry for days about the caskets I've carried of people I loved dearly, deeply, in my soul, good people, not just drug addicts.
That's Jason DeFord, better known as Jelly Roll, appeared before the Senate today, yesterday. My apologies. He says that he sees the heartbreaking impact of fentanyl in his fans who seek comfort in music. The Fend Off Fentanyl Act passed the Senate last summer, but still has not made it through the House.
Opposition to ultra-processed foods is gaining steam worldwide. This includes things like frozen pizza, potato chips, and other mass-produced goods made with industrial ingredients and additives. Scientists are studying why diets high in ultra-processed foods have been tied to health problems, and potential policy changes are under review ahead of the next dietary guidelines set to be released in 2025.
And in California, a push to ban tackle football for kids under 12 is a step closer. The bill passed its first hurdle yesterday in the state assembly. A floor vote is expected next week.
We would lose the far greater benefits that football provides to a limited risk, to injury.
That's Tyrone Jones. He coaches youth in high school football in the Bay Area, says it's a move in the wrong direction. Any strong thoughts one way or the other on that?
Obviously, kids, it's dangerous for grown men. I mean, we hear about, you know, the NFL and the toll that it takes on people, both physically and, unfortunately, psychologically, with the whole CTE stuff, with all that blunt force trauma. And it is. There's something morbid about seeing, like, big, like, hit sticks. Like, you're just trucking, like, little kids. It's like, and you see that on, like, Instagram or whatever, and, like, parents are sitting there cheering and stuff and yelling. It's like, there's something morbid about that to me. I would be okay with it. I feel like, you know, if this is something that – I don't think it should be done in just certain areas. I think this needs to be an all-or-nothing thing because you don't want to prepare people for certain levels of football before others are prepared, you know what I mean? I understand that could be a bit difficult to enforce, but, man, if you don't want your kid under 12 years old just getting rocked on a football field, I can't say that's unreasonable.
No, yeah. So, like most things, very much subscribe to the idea that it should be up to an individual and a parent's decision
right.
for their children. So I would not support a blanket ban on football for kids, but I will say, and I have already had the conversation with my wife, if I am blessed to have a son one day and he wants to play football, I have already in my mind decided that he cannot play tackle football until junior high. The reason being is like the neck muscles are just not developed until around that age.
Right.
So you know, he can play all the flag football he wants. He can do 7-on-7s. He can go to camps. He can go to clinics. He can do whatever else involving the game of football that he wants to do. But tackle football for me and my family, if I ever have a son who wants to play football, it's off limits until junior high school. And that's the reason. It's because of specifically the neck muscles are not developed enough to, you know, and that's science right
yeah,
there. You know,
so it doesn't take much for something to go wrong.
So, I mean, that's me. You can let us know if you have any strong thoughts one way or the other. 850-437-1620. 450 when we come back, taking a look at some pop culture notes and wacky stories. Good news on hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra with the Beethoven and Blue Jeans presentation Saturday night at the Sanger Theater, PensacolaSanger.com. Monday is the first fee-free day of the year at the Gulf Islands National Seashore Park in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Enjoy the parks for free all day. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cap'n Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Several things to report on, but nothing that should really surprise us. Brent Lane, we'll start there. If you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, or even further west towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, we've got some backups developing there. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis, just past Creighton Road, we've got some backups in that area as well. And it looks like if you're trying to get off on, if you're traveling on I-10 I-10 eastbound, trying to get off on the exit and get onto North Davis Highway. We do have some congestion developing there. There is a traffic incident report in those areas, so it could be a matter of having some backups tied to that. Speaking of which, we have another one on North Davis Highway if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, and we typically have congestion there anyway, so I don't know how much of that is pinned on the accident, but we will keep an eye on that as well. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, we've got some slight backups there. Also, beyond that, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard over in Santa Rosa County, trying to get onto Caroline Street and travel eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And if you are trying to travel westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up there also.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And not going to get too much cooler this evening. 62 right now, 59 the overnight low, as you heard him say there. So that's update. High surf advisory and wind advisories are going to be in effect for Friday. Texter says, 100% agree. My son started in sixth grade only because of his size. Last segment, we were talking about a proposal in California that would ban tackle football for kids under 12. And we're just having a discussion. Obviously, a lot of football is king around here too.
Oh yeah,
and a lot of youth football leagues. And you know, for me, I support the idea, but it should be up to each individual family. That's where I am on that. But yeah, you want to have your 4, 5, 6 year old out there playing tackle football. More power to you. I hope he
laying the booms
is successful
on the gridiron
and avoids injury. Not happening in my house, but that's, you know, I just think, you know, there's a lot of ways to learn the game, to do it safely. You can learn technique and have fun enjoying the sport, and then waiting for the contact to come in once their bodies are just physically at a state where, you know, you can't eliminate all risk, as you said, but you can do things to, you know, mitigate or lower that risk, you know, once their bodies develop a little bit more.
Right.
It'll be all about Barbenheimer at the People's Choice Awards.
No
Barbie.
Surprise.
Yeah. Barbie leading all films with 9 nominations. Oppenheimer's got 6. Up for Movie of the Year are those two, along with the Eras Tour, Taylor Swift, Fast X, Guardians 3. That sucked. it did. I'm sorry. If you're a Guardians fan, it sucked. I apologize. Little Mermaid, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and Super Mario Brothers, which I would see 10 out of 10 over the Guardians movie again.
Well,
go ahead.
This Monday is marking the 15th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson. And it's crazy because I actually remember when this happened.
When
I was in elementary school, because we had like in our yearbooks. This will be brief, I promise. In our yearbooks, we had like little like news segments or whatever talking about like current events from that year. And it mentioned that it says, speaking on the Today Show, Captain Sully Sullenberger says that landing at a nearby airport after a bird strike was not an option.
I don't think I have that audio. I'm sorry.
Well, Sullenberger landed U.S. Airways flight 1549 safely on the Hudson River and saved all 155 people on board, along with the help of the Coast Guard, the FDNY, and over a dozen ferries who rushed to the scene.
Yeah, Sully, good movie with Tom Hanks if you haven't seen that. Highly recommend. Wacky stories. Police in Massachusetts have charged a woman with the attempted murder of her husband, and this one's a doozy. Investigators say Roxanne Doucette tried to poison her husband because she had a new man waiting in the wings. And that new man, at least she thought, was soap opera star Thorsten Kay of The Bold and the Beautiful. Apparently, some scammer was texting Roxanne pretending to be Thorsten, and she thought it was real and was all in on hatching a plan to make it work out with him.
What?
So she told fake Thorsten, quote, making an amazing soup, special potion. He will be hungry when he gets back, and later said, quote, hubby got back not feeling well. maybe I can collect life insurance.
What's the conversation after that? Like, hey, babe, so you just tried to poison me to get with a soap opera star?
Try it, we can work it out.
Even the most ignorant of technological users would have known was a scam.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're stupid and you're out of your mind. Oh, my Lord, poor guy. My goodness.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now.